This is The Core of Education, crucial conversations about education and innovation with Dr. Rod Berger, Vice President of Education for Randa Solutions.
Russ Qualia, famous ASCD speaker.
In war.
That's what I hear.
I don't want to limit it. Russ, obviously you're based in the United States. Over here in London for the Education World Forum. Set the stage culturally.
Yeah.
And the differences when interacting at such a high level with the drivers of education policy and reform globally.
Yeah. It's interesting. When I first got introduced to the Education World Forum, my notion was that there'd be all these little fiefdoms all around and people would be doing their own thing, thinking with their own thoughts. And it's really the total opposite here, which is why I love. Everybody is so open, so genuine, and wanting to learn. And, you know, every country is a little different in that regard, but there's not a person here that's not open to learn something new for their country. And I think part of it is it's a closed system here. The media is not popping in and out of here. There's not lots of cameras going on. So people are really frank about what, one, what they're really good at, and two, what they really need some support with. And I love the notion when this morning's panel, from four different continents, they're just talking about what matters and how they can learn from each other. And that's pretty amazing.
Is there a general theme that's running through that you're sort of picking up from people, whether it's challenges that they're experiencing and or ways that they want to innovate, connect with students?
Yeah, I think this too. The first one, without a doubt, is the importance of teachers and getting them trained up to serve the students better. Virtually everyone's had some kind of message around the importance of teacher training, both in-service and pre-service. And the other one, I think, one of the reasons I'm here, is to talk about the student voice piece. It becomes an unknown entity that everybody knows is important, but we haven't quite figured out how to do it yet, and I think they asked me to help them figure that out, I guess, a little bit.
How do we build the trust so that the general public, when they hear our interview, and the other interviews here at the Education World Forum, so that they don't say it's just another closed door meeting between the haves and the have nots. How do we bridge that gap so that they understand the genuineness?
Yeah, I think the way to do it, quite frankly, is you've seen these people have conversations with people. Doesn't matter what country they're from. It's just all the guards down. They've let their hair down. They've opened up their hearts, and I mean that sincerely. It's just people want to help each other, and you don't see that because in front of the cameras, there's all sorts of positioning going on. You know, who knows what? Who's higher on this PISA score? Who has a greater student voice or less student voice? But here it's like, we're all in this together. So there's no fake airs about anybody, which I love. I just think it's pretty awesome. And I really do think a lot of that has to do, you get a group of a couple hundred, not 20,000 playing show and tell.
So my experience when we first met at the AACD conference last year in 2014, and sitting in the audience was that you represented the people.
Yeah.
There's a voice, this energy about you. What is that like here? I mean, and have you seen an influx of interest in people just wanting that genuine voice? Because education touches everybody in so many different facets, whether they're a parent or not, they've experienced some education system at some point in time.
Yeah. Well, it's been fascinating for me. I was just sharing this with somebody else in the other room, but I was so taken back in a very positive way. People coming up to me after my message yesterday, because I wouldn't say I was in their face, but I was challenging them. And it's not an easy thing to challenge 80-plus ministers from around the world saying, you need to think differently about some of these things. You need to have a voice for students, but you need to do it with purpose, not just a checkbox like, oh, we've done that. And the response has been phenomenal to me. And I think because I don't know if they see me as one of them. Matter of fact, I'm sure they don't. But they see me as one of the students. Almost. A very old one, mind you. But they see me as representing the voice of students. Where they, I think in their roles, in some of their cases, they're pretty far removed from the student. So I think I might be that bridge, at least at this conference, this forum, bridging them from the highest level policymakers in the world to something that's pretty grounded in the students that they don't get to see very often. And by sharing that data with them, that's about their kids.
So obviously with your focus and passion towards the student experience, where are we? So what is the state of student engagement, not from our perspective as adults, but from the ground level, and students wanting to be engaged, trusting the system that we can actually connect them to a life after formal education that actually is something enjoyable and has meaning?
Yeah, I think there's two things. One is, I know students want to be engaged. I also know they don't trust the system yet. So one of the things I think my message during this week was, it's one thing to ask the students what they think and to voice where they think we need to go. It's another thing to do something with that information. If you're just going to ask students their voice to hear what they have to say, you're better off not asking, but really have a plan. And that was the challenge I levied yesterday, is it's one thing to have, to be open to having students have a voice, but it's another thing to be prepared to do something with it. And I think that's where we are. I think they are willing to learn, to really listen, then learn, and then really lead. That's my hope.
Let's look at the word outstanding.
Yeah.
I think that we can all make the mistake in education that we assume we know what people mean, what initiatives represent, and our role. But if I were to ask you to complete the sentence, blank is outstanding in education currently. Complete that sentence for me.
Yeah, well, the blank actually wouldn't be a place. It would be a person. It would be a kid. Because I do think students are outstanding. I don't think their potential's been tapped, but I would fill that front gap with students every single time and let people know that they're the potential, they're not the problem. So I can't point to this school is outstanding, this country's outstanding, this place is outstanding. No, I would say students in general are outstanding, but we've got to facilitate them to have the ability to become more outstanding, at least in our eyes.
Let's look at the inverse of the word outstanding as an outstanding issue that still needs to be addressed.
Oh, yeah.
So if you were to complete, blank remains an outstanding issue in education, what would Russ Paulius say?
Expectations. I don't think the expectations we have of our students, I don't think the expectations we have of ourselves are high enough yet. I do think one of the biggest issues in education, and this is it's almost criminal to me, where the expectations of teachers for their students is lower than the students' expectations are of themselves. That's criminal. And how do we expect kids to reach their fullest potential if the students believe beforehand we don't think they can? So to me, that's one of the most outstanding issues out there that we need to address, that we need to have a better belief system in our own values of what matters to us as educators and the impact we have on kids.
So let's just close. What's next for Russ Paulia? What port are you going to be arriving in after London?
I don't know. I've been invited to places from Abu Dhabi to Romania to China. So I don't know. For me, bigger is not better. Better is better. So I'm trying to learn everything I possibly can from these people and put it together and hopefully disseminate the information out there the best I can.
Continued success.
Thank you. Thank you.
This has been The Core of Education. You can contact us with questions or suggestions via email at core@randasolutions.com. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the position of Randa Solutions. Thank you for joining us.